Now, are you someone who loves nothing more than a good hug, or do you absolutely shudder at the thought of getting one? Because apparently there are many health benefits to hugging, and we have psychologist Leslie Shoemaker here now to talk about some of the tricky territory about hugging. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I feel like everybody needs a bit of a hug today.
Yeah.
We're not getting into that.
No.
We're not going that way. We're going to talk about hugging, right? We are, as a 2FM office, we are very split down the middle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And like, I think everyone knows who's a hugger and who's not. And we tend to kind of respect that. But sometimes, and I'm talking about you, producer Etna, because I know you're sitting upstairs listening to this. Sometimes you just have to give the hug and go for it. And it means, do you know what it means the world? It means the world to me when I get a hug off someone who is a non-hugger.
Yes,
like
because you know they're leaning into that discomfort to do the right thing, to do the decent thing.
Just figure it out. But let's talk about the health benefits of hugging, because there are many. Like, what does a good warm hug do to embrace our mental health?
You know, it conveys trust, comfort. It portrays security, but it's the cuddle hormone, oxytocin. I wanted to call it another thing, which is a bad drug. We won't talk about that. How the brain plays tricks. And joy of dyslexia and butchering words, my favorite pastime. But it's quite remarkable to see the health benefits of what a hug can do, not just emotionally, but also physically. Like, there was this really cool study, and because I teach presentation skills in TU Dublin, this really caught my attention. And no, I can't do this with my students, just to flag this right off the bat. What they did was they got 200 people who had to give a talk. They had to do a presentation. Yeah. We know, research tells us, number one anxiety, even beats the fear of death, public speaking, fear of public speaking. So half the room got 20-second hugs.
Okay.
And the other half the room didn't. And the half the room that got the 20-second hugs, they didn't show as much stress as the people who didn't get the hug. So we know that getting hugs, it de-stresses us. We know that hugging your pets, even self-hugs, do all these wonderful things. And, you know, it's also about not the quantity of hugs, the quality.
Quality. So let's talk about the quality for a second, because myself and Afrique were, we had a great crack talking about the airport in New Zealand. There's an airport in New Zealand that has banned like long hugs, so you get 3 minutes. And it's because obviously there was a buildup of traffic at the drop-off zone because people were like hugging and doing these big emotional goodbyes. Leslie's actually about to lose it right now. I love that this is your first time hearing this news. It's amazing. I, as a hugger, actually agree with this, because sometimes they linger for a bit too long and I'm like, yeah, okay, we're done with this now. Like, let's get it over and done with. But let's talk about how long a hug should last for.
Forgive me, I gotta ask, do they have a professional
there? There's a whole
there?
Press release.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is there a hug basher there who pulls people apart? Like, how is this enforced?
It is Huggy Hyvis walking up and down the platform being like, let's go, you're on 2:58, you got 2 seconds.
Either South Park or Simpsons have to do something on this, okay?
I'd say we're not far off it now, let's be completely honest about it. But so they're giving a very generous 3 minutes to get your hug over and done with. But how long do you actually need to hug to get the benefits, to get that oxytocin?
It is as little as 6 seconds.
Done. Grant.
It's fabulous. 20 seconds is where you really get a lot of health benefits and psychological benefits. 3 minutes, I start going, there's a problem here, people.
Let go. It's lingering.
Let go. This is interesting.
People who aren't huggers, though, they get really awkward when it comes to hugging, right? And they give half hugs or botched hugs that actually nearly like makes you want to just swallow yourself up, because it gets a bit too far. Do these hugs have the opposite effect on our health?
No, funny enough, because you're still getting, it's down to physical touch.
Okay.
We need physical touch. Everybody needs physical touch. So even the awkward, oh my God, moment, can it end? We're still, both individuals are getting a benefit out of it. It's really interesting. I remember years ago when I was many moons ago in Pittsburgh, and somebody volunteered at a NICU unit. And what she would do is go in and hold babies.
Aww.
And what they found was, and this is why they facilitate touch with the parents now, the babies who got touched, the babies who got the hugging, as I'm going to call it, cuddles, they got out quicker.
Aww.
So touch is so vital. We know that loneliness and social isolation is a direct link to early death.
Yeah.
So as humans, we need this. And, you know, it doesn't, there are lots of people out there who are non-huggers. They, it could be due to, like, I work with OCD and I have clients who, you know, their hang up is around germs. So yeah. Hugs, just no, not an option. But we can do self-hugs, which is fantastic. And like I said, pets, they're wonderful. I always love seeing the pictures. I'm such a sucker. You know, the cats, you know, being held by kids, strangled, I should say. I had a friend who showed me a picture of his daughter. And I'm looking at the kid and the cat asleep in the bed. And the kid's got her head, the cat's head in a headlock. And I'm like, they're asleep. He's like, yeah, that's how I sleep every night.
It's
like,
okay. And I always think as well, because I think this about my dog all the time as well, an animal will never stay in a position where it's uncomfortable. You know,
absolutely.
Like, where it, if it doesn't want to be in there, it's going to move. So I'm like, there's a double benefit here. That cat's clearly absolutely delighted. And the kid is like, this is the best feeling.
This is the best thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting, even just touching somebody's hand or touching somebody's back can have similar health benefits. So it's that whole idea around touch that's really important.
Let's talk back to, I just think of Nono Fox. I talk about her so much in the show with my granny. So like our grandparents' generation, they weren't big on hugs at all. And she's not a big hugger, as in she'll do a bit of a pat in the back. And I forced a hug out of her before and I broke her glasses. So I've been banned ever since. They just snapped off her head. And she's like, this is why we don't hug. Things like this go wrong. But why do you think that they just weren't a generation of huggers at all? They just weren't into it.
Life was hard back then. I'm thinking about my Irish granny from Leitrim. She didn't hug. We're not a family of huggers. Mm. Weirdly, I am. I'm the anomaly. World War II, blacks and tans, all sorts of wonderful things. It just wasn't part of the makeup. And I think about the Brits, you know, during World War II and that whole keep the stiff upper lip because we're going to show the world that we're going to keep going. So those emotional moments were luxury. They weren't the norm. But I know, like, I'm here over 30 years now. And I remember giving somebody a hug and I was like, oh my God, you're so American.
They're going to say that about you no matter what, Leslie. Like anything you do, like, oh, she's such a yank. Look at her at that now.
Hey, but Halloween, I am that place with all the decorations.
To be fair, I mean, most of the country was like that now at this point. We've adopted a lot of scenarios that we would have, you know, deemed very American back in the day and stuff. And I do think generationally, like me and my friends are huggers. Like,
yeah.
It's just, it's a natural, like, hello, and we feel kind of strange and we don't do it. And you do have to eyeball and see what the other person's gestures
absolutely
are like. And if they're leaning into it and then you know to go for it. Otherwise, you're kind of a bit of a like, how are you getting on? A shake hand. If you're simply not comfortable with being hugged, right? And it's not your thing and someone's not reading your body language, that you're not leaning in for it. How would you get out of a hug without seeming like you're being rude or cold?
Well, here's the problem. We have no control over how people view our choices. Mm-hmm. I think we need to embrace that, as uncomfortable as that is. You know, you have two options. One is stick your hand out. Shake that hand real quick. Make it clear. I'm like, oh, here, we're going to shake hands. The other one is, which is awkward in itself, just say no.
Yeah.
You know, it's that simple. Just, hey, look, I'm not a hugger, or I've got a cold, don't want to contaminate you, anything along those lines.
I think it's totally okay as well, and especially in work scenarios, because we are in that weird middle ground. I mean, especially, look, this industry is so whack anyway. It's kind of crazy. You don't really know. There's so many boundaries that are just all over the shop because it's very social and, you know, you're giving a lot of your life all the time. So you do tend to be a little bit closer to people. So you're hugging your work colleagues, which doesn't necessarily need to happen in everybody's life, but like, is that a good thing to hug your colleagues?
Well, I was thinking about it coming out, and I have a really good friend, Declan Mulroy. He just retired, and I just saw that he popped in the other day. And the first thing I did, he's a big 6 foot something guy, and I'm all 5 foot three. Gave him a big old hug, and that would be Decky and I, anyways. And then I was thinking about other friends of mine. I would never give them a hug.
Yeah.
I work in engineering, it's a different breed. But it's, you know, again, it's those social cues, those social norms. And I was also thinking about, you know, if you're managing a team, walking around giving your team hugs is really inappropriate.
Yeah, it's really not great.
Because that you're giving mixed signals. You're the boss. Be the boss. Manage your team. You're not their buddy.
Yeah. And sorry. And that line has to, you kind of do have to keep the boundary.
Yeah.
You know, in place of being a boss to, you know, your employees, because otherwise when you're giving out to them, but you hugged me 5 minutes ago. Like, there's obviously special scenarios, like if great things happen in someone's life or a sad moment where they actually do need a hug, then yes, absolutely. But walking in every day and hugging your colleague, doesn't have to happen.
No. And then the other thing is we need to be mindful of those long lingering hugs from somebody you don't want it from. And that's where HR starts getting involved.
Yeah, you know?
So there are opportunists out there, unfortunately. And, you know, it's just about read the room. Mm-hmm. Check out the situation. But as the huggy, you have rights to just say no.
Yeah. It's like, no, thank you. Shove your hand back out. We'll handshake again. Or, you know, you can do an awkward high five.
I like that one even better. Yeah. Fist pumps.
Yeah. Oh, God, the fist bump. Yeah. No, I've done an awkward high five before writing commit, which was worse. And yeah, I went and then I stopped and then I put my hand and then I was like, oh, if I just committed to the high five, this wouldn't have been as awkward a scenario. I've talked about this so many times. I know someone who says that they would never hug someone younger than him because it would seem too inappropriate. So are they some of the unwritten rules that we talk about when we're coming to hugging? Like we've spoken there about like colleagues and bosses and your, you know, people who work for you and stuff. It's just not really the line to cross. So would you have a line there or should there be? Is it again up to the people?
It, you know, depends upon, you know, what you're taught in your family. Mm-hmm. But also, I know married couples where they will not hug somebody the opposite sex unless it's a family member.
Okay.
And if everybody's in agreement, that's wonderful, you know? And so I think there's a lot of unwritten rules. And the unwritten rules are there not to be pedantic, not to be rude, not to be mean, but actually to be mindful of everybody.
Yeah.
And I think that that's important to remember. Like I have a friend from work and he and I will pop out for a meal every once in a while. I know his wife. I know his kids. I pop over to the house.
Yeah.
And but I have another friend of mine who's married going, that's weird. You know, so it's everybody has their own unwritten rules based on lots of different reasons. It's just about communicate, discuss, and find that middle ground.
Yeah, and it's all your own boundaries. We've talked about, obviously, like, okay, all of the rules and regulations of a hug, but we're going to finish this on 6 to 20 seconds is where you're getting the good stuff in a hug. Keep it to your friends and your family and read the room.
Yeah, and I think people are going to need hugs today.
Yeah, I think they are too. Leslie, as always, thank you so much for joining us. We will be right back after this with some Chapel Rowan on 2FM. 2FM.